Today is March 25th, 2024. It's Monday night and it is 9:56 p.m. and I'm your host. My name is Sean.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
See, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right, it hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I paid it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. What I want to talk about today is my interaction with the Florida Child Support Enforcement Agency. I finally got around. I was going to fill out this paperwork and send it off to them. And then I looked at it. And of course, it has a time deadline on it I did not know about. So today is the 25th of March. And this needs to be returned and enclosed by the 19th of March. So I'm way behind. So I emailed them and I'm like, okay, what needs to be done to get this opened again? And then they responded eventually. I sent them an email. I mean, I didn't get a response by noon today. I sent it yesterday or the day before. I forget. I don't even know. But anyway, so I sent it to them and I didn't get a response back. So like around like noontime or 1 o'clock, I was like, I haven't gotten a response from them all morning. I usually get a response right away. Did I screw something up? I thought I screwed something up. So I sent them I filled out the form on e-services again and sent it to them. And then they replied to that and they told me that if I get all this paperwork done, in all my supporting documentation, I can submit it by, if I submit it by the 29th of March, 2024, then it will, they won't have to reopen anything. But if I don't get in by then I'm going to have to make another request and they're going to have to open it again. And I think I was going to try to get it done by the 29th, but it's gonna require a little bit more time than that, so I'm gonna let that time expire. I'm not gonna break my back over this, and then because I got a lot of stuff to submit, and then I'm gonna submit it by then. But I did send him, because I looked at the e-services place, I looked all around that page, and I couldn't find anywhere to upload any documents. So I filled out the form again and asked them where exactly to upload these documents because I can't find it anywhere. And the email they sent me came from a no reply address. So, I mean, I could try to reply to that, but I've tried to reply to those before and they usually like bounce back to me. So I did everything kind of late tonight. That's why I'm doing this podcast late right now. Usually I should be asleep by 10 p.m. That's crazy, right? Like when I was in my 20s, I didn't even need sleep technically. But now I go to sleep at like 10 p.m. I mean, 10 p.m. is late. So anyway, so I'm thinking exactly what I should write in this document. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You know, like I go back and forth. I have a lot of documents that I want to show to them. And then, you know, I kind of want to get it done and make it short and sweet. I don't even know what to do. I mean, I do know what I'm going to do, but like, I guess I just will submit everything I got. Like, I don't know, probably like a bunch of pages, but they're pictures mostly. I have a lot of pictures in a color laser jet printer, so I'll print them out and then staple them all together and like send them in the regular mail to them, I guess. I don't know. But that's after I open the request up, so I should start working on this right away. Because, like, you know, like, I'm going to let the time expire and then open up the request again. But as soon as I get the request opened up, then I don't even know if they're going to need to send me the documents again. I don't even know. But it's child support, so whatever they say, I'll do. But, I mean, I have the documents here. I don't need them to resend them to me, but who knows? Maybe that's part of their process. Whatever they say their process is, I just follow their process because that's the way it is right now. The law is completely on their side. So whatever they say to do, I got to do. Everybody's got to do it. That's just the way it is right now. Like, whether or not it's right or wrong does not matter. All that matters is that the law is written a specific way right now, at this time. So whether or not the child support agency is right or wrong does not matter at all. All that matters is that I need to do exactly what they say right now. I mean, it's like kind of crazy. My son is in another country and I pay for them. I pay for him every month. He never contacts me, even though it's they're all, like, Greece is 7 hours ahead of Florida time. But anyway, I always, every year on 2 days before Father's Day, I let him know via text, like, hey, you know, Father's Day in America is, you know, in 2 days. So I give him plenty of time. He can text me back. I'm requesting a call from, like, I go over to my father's house and hang out with him every Father's Day. I do it every Father's Day. And I always remind my son, he never contacts me ever on Father's Day. He never contacts me, period. And I have no idea what he thinks about me. I don't even know. All I know is that, you know, like when he lived in America, we were close. And now that he lives in Greece, we're not. But I still pay child support no matter what. And it's crazy that, like, I even have to go through the court process. This is really convoluted and messed up, but it is what it is. It's what I gotta do. I gotta, like, I don't have much money right now, so I gotta do everything based on that fact right now. So I just checked my Google Docs and I found a letter that I can use that I recently wrote to the Child Support Agency about this petition. So I can use that. I just need to get some pictures together. I have the pictures, but I need to label them and stuff. So I don't know. I'll probably submit this online. If they tell me where I can submit it, then I'll submit it online. These documents that they mailed me and the pictures and the letter that I have, I'll submit all of that to them online if they respond with a valid link or a place. If they can just tell me where I can go to upload the documents. So The plan will be to complete all the forms they sent. There's like 6 pages, and a couple of them are like things that I need to fill out. So I scan them into the computer as PDFs. So, and I have like the Acrobat program. So I'll use that and I'll type it out. I'm not handwriting anything. I don't handwrite anything at all, ever. Like, I got it down pat. I use this thing. It's like a Logitech label writer 450 that I got from Amazon in 2019, which I love. I got these labels for it, and they stick to literally anything. So I use that a lot, and that negates me from having to write anything. So I got it down pat. All I have to handwrite is my signature. And except like one time when I went to the post office and I was trying to send Maria something, I had to actually handwrite stuff. Like, I know how to handwrite stuff, and I do handwrite stuff, and I will. I was kind of forced to do that, so I did it. Like, the way that they do it at the post office, they have like this kind of copy paper that you have to like press down on, so like it makes multiple copies of something. So that's why I actually needed to write something. Like, I had everything ready to go. It was all like, you know, printed on these like stickers that from this thing, this label maker, and they're like, no, we need you to handwrite it because it needs to get copied several times to the papers below it. I was like, man. So I did it. And then I scanned that in. I have copies of it. I just saw them somewhere. I don't even know where they are. So I guess I'm gonna fill out this paperwork and try to get it done and submitted to them before the 29th of March, so we don't have to go through the rigmarole of like requesting it and going through all that stuff again. I don't even know how it would work, but if they would need to send me the docs or not, I don't know. But I'm going to try to get this done and submitted with all the papers and everything. If they give me a valid place to do the upload, I'll do it. And I'm going to try to save everything into a PDF file. That's the way that I'm thinking. I'll make one very long PDF file, I think, and then submit it to them. I don't know I don't know where their requirements are. I don't know a lot of stuff. I mean, like, if they will accept, like, you know, documents that are a certain size. I don't know that. I don't know what type of documents they will accept. There's a lot of stuff that I do not know. So I'm waiting on them. I'll figure it out. But like I said, I'll try to get it done on time. I'll do my best. I mean, I got a lot of stuff to do. So I don't know. I guess I'll move all that stuff out of the way and just focus on this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The absolute best tool that you have in your fight against the child support agency or against child support or whatever is your cell phone. So wherever you go, whenever anything comes in the mail from the child support office, no matter what state you're in America, if anything happens with your child, take pictures of it always and set up an email address or a folder if you already have Google Docs. And then, you know, as you take a picture, just put it in that folder, and just that's the best thing to do. Like, I use my cell phone a lot for everything. The camera on my cell phone, like, I use it all the time. Like, today at Walmart, like, the receipt that I get from Walmart, I take a picture with my phone and upload it to my Google Drive to a folder called Walmart Receipts. And then I just throw the receipt away and delete that picture and I'm done. I do that like every week. I just store it up in the cloud and I throw the receipt. And when I say I throw the receipt away, I find a garbage can. There's lots of them in Walmart parking lot. And I actually throw the receipt in a garbage can. A lot of people just throw stuff on the ground. It's crazy what people do. The thing is that people don't understand is they live in this world also. So when I see people that I'm like, I just think to myself, how can they possibly do that? How can they do that? People do it all the time. You see people throw stuff like out the door, their car, they'll open their car and just throw stuff on the ground. They do it all the time. That is the absolute worst thing to do. There is absolutely no reason to litter. Find a garbage can. If there's no garbage can in the parking lot that you're in at that moment, go to another parking lot. Find a garbage can somewhere. There are garbage cans everywhere. This is what I do. If I have a problem finding a garbage can, I'll just find a gas station and just pull into a gas station and use the garbage can there. I do that all the time. If you're facing child support action right now, you should absolutely do whatever you need to do to get it paid right now. There are no buts. There are no what ifs. Just get it done. If you have to borrow the money, if you have to use your credit card, pay it right now and then open up an order or, you know, open up a petition right away and ask for the money to come back to you retroactively. Like, that is the only way to deal with the child support agency right now. The law is on their side. The way that it is in Florida is that the child support program, they're basically a department of the Florida Department of Revenue. Basically, they are Department of Revenue, which is the Florida tax collector. That's who child support agency is in Florida. Every state does it differently. I'm thinking that they do that because they, you know, for, you know, like court purposes or whatever. I am not sure, but I do know that all the child support people that deal with child support in the state of Florida, they're actually Florida Department of Revenue employees. They're covered under that umbrella.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals, without any regard for what they think.